Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course, home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Heal Squad.
Hey everyone, it's Kelsey.
And Jeff, and we are here to tell you a bit about our partner, Anchor. We know that you're a fan of this podcast, and maybe you've thought, hey, I want to make a podcast too.
Well, we have great news for you guys. We want to tell you all about Anchor. It's the easiest way to make a podcast for a few reasons, but to start out, it's free.
Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more.
Plus, you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
So, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Do it, you guys, and enjoy the show.
I'm on a journey to get better, and I want to do it with you. And I'm not just focusing on physical health. I'm focusing on everything: emotional wellness, spirituality, finances, relationships, and so much more. Every week, it will be my personal goal to bring us, the world's leading healers, experts, and game changers, to share groundbreaking secrets and tips to getting better in all areas of life. Getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when we can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That's what we try to do here every single day. It is Thursday, November 19th, 2020, and our quote of the day, be kind whenever possible. And that's by Anonymous. I think it's a great quote, everybody. Welcome to our Heal Squad. Thank you for being with us. Today, we're going to be chatting with one of WWE's fiercest and sparkliest superstars. And she actually is playing both of those things nowadays. Alexa Bliss, we're going to be chatting about her recent engagement to Ryan Cabrera, her journey through the WWE, and so much more. You might have seen our IG Live on Tuesday. So if you're here from that, welcome. Thank you for being with us. We are excited to have Alexa on the show. She's very smart. And I really loved hearing about her engagement. I love hearing everybody's engagements. I think it's so cool to get to be a part of that moment. And when you're watching her video on Instagram and you see her kind of be like, oh no, and she goes off. Now you get to hear in that interview on IG Live what he was saying and what she was thinking in the moment. So in the summary of this episode, we'll put that entire interview. You can just click it and make it easy. In the meantime, the only other person other than me that is engaged slash married, whatever, is Jeff. How did you propose to Laura?
I'll try to keep it quick because I know it's been a long day of taping, but it was a pretty epic. If you guys want to hear the play by play, Laura's family has a little lakeside cottage in Akron, Ohio. Very humble, kind of no frills log cabin, but it's Laura's favorite place in the world. Actually, Maria, it was right around your diagnosis. It was crazy. I got the call that there was going to be a big People magazine article dropping like the night before my engagement. The day of the engagement, I had told Laura I was flying back.
So you went ahead with it anyway?
I know, so rude, Jeff.
I decided
Jeff.
To, I know.
Wow.
Outrageous,
I know.
That's outrageous.
It's really rude.
It was an emotional weekend for me, though, because I was like, my like boss and like one of my biggest heroes is this is happening, but also I'm getting engaged. Like, just a lot.
Very conflicting.
In my brain.
Very conflicting.
I'm glad you went very away ahead with it.
But I had been with Laura. It was right around July 4th, as you remember, was when that People magazine article dropped. But I told her I was flying back to LA on July 2nd. So she thought I was in Los Angeles, but I stayed. I stayed in Cleveland, and she was at the lake, and I actually rented a big boat and covered it in flowers and lights and like pulled up, and I was dressed in a tux, and I was playing You're Just Too Good to Be True by Frankie Valli, like blasting it over the speakers I like pulled up.
Oh my God.
Oh my God,
Jeff. No way. Is there video of this?
There's video.
We
yes.
need video we of
wait,
this.
Wait. Yeah. Jeff.
We also okay. could save the video for a Patreon if we want to tease our listeners to hop over there. Okay. Could be a
That's
fun...
so cute.
I just can't. Jeff pulling up on the boat. You're just too good to be true.
Yeah.
And then.
Can't dig my eyes out.
And then Laura's and everyone... just standing there being like.
Yeah, she was. I mean, she was just weeping. We're both criers, so I think both of us. I couldn't even get through the engagement without crying. That was the problem. I started asking the question, and we both just got so emotional.
But, That's so sweet.
It was a good one. She is one of the most thoughtful, caring people I know, and so I really wanted to return the favor. And you know, we're both producers, so I feel like I had to produce something good. So it was really, really fun. And that is her favorite place in the world. So that's kind of now I can tie that memory of us. That location, which
is that's
fun.
So sweet.
That's so fun. Okay, we definitely have to get the video.
Okay, well, I got asked to prom with that song. The kid Brady, shout out Brady Michelson. And he had like everyone in choir, because we were both in choir. He brought in a boombox that had like all the guys, all the tenors and the basses stood up and were like ba da 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 da, and I was just mortified. Yeah, it was good. So look at that, Jeff.
Wow, you got asked to the prom with a song?
Yeah.
Damn.
I know.
We should find out where this kid is.
Brady? I know where he is. He's probably back in Seattle.
No, because he's like bold and ballsy and romantic.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know more about Brady.
He's actually dating one of my best friend's friends, and they've been dating for 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so look at us. We're twins.
All right.
No, I don't have a significant other or a fiance, but I did get asked to prom, so.
I like that. And I would love for you to deep dive and find out what's happening, Brady. I want an update for
real. Okay, great.
I think that's kind of...
That's hilarious.
Like, what does he do in life? I'm so curious.
Is he a
florist or something?
He's a photographer, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
He's a very creative person.
Like, what does he specialize in? Does he specialize in weddings?
I'll deep dive. Okay. We'll report back about Brady.
Sometimes I get obsessed with these things. Let's get to our interview with Alexa Bliss. She's one of the most recognizable faces in the WWE, making her roster debut on the SmackDown brand in July 2016, later becoming a two-time SmackDown Women's Champion and the first woman to hold the title twice. She was transferred to the Raw brand in April 2017 and would go on to become a three-time Raw Women's Champion, with her initial reign making her the first woman to have won both the Raw and SmackDown women's titles. She's known outside of WWE for her appearances on E's Total Divas, for loving all things Disney, and being just a ray of sunshine. Alexa Bliss is with us today. Alexa, I know we were just chatting on Insta Live. Thank you so much for doing that. I have to ask, as I'm saying all that out loud, I know you travel with your gear. God forbid your suitcases get lost. And I've heard stories about you having to like take your belt out, take the title out and wear it on a plane. But I didn't think about the fact that you've had two at a time. So then you have to lug around two. Those are massive belts.
Well, luckily I did not. Luckily, because when I won the titles, I had just gotten drafted and switched, so I didn't have to carry both. Becky has had to carry both, which I don't understand how she fits anything in her bag, because one title enough, especially to the Raw Women's Championship and the SmackDown Women's Championship, they're bulkier than the Tag Team Championship. So when Nikki and I were Tag Team Champions, I didn't have to, you know, squeeze as much stuff in there, because the tag titles, they're really pretty, but they don't have like the bulkiness or the rhinestones on there, everything that adds the weight.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, the tag.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but It's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Team championships do not have that, so I never had any travel issues. But yeah, it's so embarrassing too. Because you know, like when you go through TSA and it like lights your bag up like a Christmas tree, they're like, yep, what's in there? And they like open up your bag and go through your stuff and then you pull out the title and you're just like, yes. And they're like, and they show everyone. And then there was a time when my bag didn't fit in the overhead compartment. So I had to literally take out the title, and then it perfectly fit after that. And I was just like, oh God. And so I had to like have the title, because at the time they didn't have the bags for them either. So it's not like I could have had it in a little bag. And just like, so after that exact moment, I started carrying a Betsy Johnson backpack that conveniently fit the title in it. In case that ever happened again, I would always just put it in my little Betsy Johnson bag. So I didn't like have like this title just laying across my lap.
Nice. I love it. But you know what? I mean, for all the wrestling fans out there, like, what a dream moment. Like, I'd be like wearing that thing in the shower. I'd be like, I am the champ. Like, but I know what it's like when you're really in that moment. You're like, oh gosh, like, this is so embarrassing. It's real world. And some people don't even know anything about this world. And it's just,
yeah. Everyone's staring, asking questions. You're just like, it's 5 a.m. I'm just trying to get to Paducah, Kentucky. You know what I mean? I'm just like,
yeah.
It's fun, but it's great. It's great. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
The one thing we didn't mention in your intro here that we did talk about in our IG Live is that you are newly engaged, Alexa Bliss. So tell me what it feels like to say the word, hello, fiance. Like, my husband and I, after 20 years of being together, got engaged. And I was like, hello, fiance. And he would greet me in the morning, hello, fiance. Or like when we got married, it'd be like, hello, husband, hello, wife. And we had so much fun with just the titles. Are you guys having fun with the titles?
Oh, 100%. Ryan, from the second I said yes, he was just like, everyone, this is my fiance. And yesterday we filmed Monday Night Raw. And he actually went to his friend's house and made all of his friends watch Monday Night Raw because they needed to support his new fiance. So like, he's very much, he's very into the titles, into the, he said it the other day. He was like, he got paid for some appearance he did. And he was just like, oh, this is going to go towards the wedding. You know what I mean? And that's just like, he's like, that sounds so cool. And he's like, you're my fiance and this is going to go towards our wedding. And it's just so funny. He's just like, I thought I'd never say that, but it's been fun.
I love it. And for anybody who didn't hear all the amazing details of the proposal, you can go to my Instagram at Maria Menounos and listen to Alexa detail minute by minute what happened. But I wonder, what are you thinking in terms of a wedding? I mean, I feel like you guys are probably going to get married at Disney. Like, that's where you met. Well, you met at Epcot technically, but Disney overall. And
right.
You could get the princess suite, since you didn't do the princess suite for your engagement. I feel like I could plan this whole thing out right now.
There you go. We don't even need a planner. You got it. I don't know. We haven't really talked. I just know that my close-knit friends are like my friends that I went to high school with, and there's three of them, and I have maybe 10 people total that I talk to on a regular basis. But Ryan is that person that he said I can probably dub it down to 400 on my end, and he's like, that's how we're like polar opposites. So he wants this huge ordeal. I have never been that person that ever dreamt of my wedding or anything like that. I've always just, you know, I've just never thought of it. He's the opposite. So he's like, the other day he was like, oh, I never even thought about it. But if we were to do anything and detailed a whole situation, and I'm like, you've totally thought about this before. There's no way you haven't. And so I don't know. Like, he wants to get married in California because that's where all of his friends are. But maybe Disneyland, if it ever opens back up, maybe that's an option.
I know. Well, when we were talking about weddings, my husband was like, I'm the bride. He's like, it's my day. He was all excited. He wanted the big, he actually wanted a wedding that was like WWE, where people had, you know, there was an announcer that would announce everybody. And he had this whole thing planned out in his head. Of course, that's not what happened. We ended up getting married in a village in Greece. But, and on New Year's Eve on with Steve Harvey marrying us. So. We could eventually get to his dream, perhaps, but when you think about Alexa Bliss, you think Disney, you think, you know, princessy, all this stuff. Like, I would assume, which is dangerous, that you would want kind of that fairy tale wedding. It's so shocking to hear that that's not something you ever dreamed of when you're like the biggest Disney fan,
right? You would think that I would want the Cinderella carriage, that I would want the whole ordeal, but I've always believed in more of like the sentiment of, you know, just the commitment between two people instead of the ordeal of it all. But then, like, knowing me and how I am, I know as soon as Ryan starts like mentioning stuff, I'm gonna totally jump on board and be like, yeah, let's totally do that. Yeah. I'm gonna end up being what you probably assume I'm going to be, but right now I'm just like, you know, oh, whatever, watch in a year or whatever, I'm going to be coming down in a Cinderella carriage at Disney and there's going to be fireworks. It's, yeah.
For sure. Now,
but then I always just jump on the bandwagon, like, because I get excited about stuff and I'm like, well, why stop there? Why not we just keep this thing going?
Yeah, I can see that so easily. The same thing happened with me once we were like getting married in Greece. My dad started getting involved and he's like, I'm going to have a donkey, Maria. And I'm like, Dad, I can't get on a donkey and ride to the church in my gown. No, Maria, you're going to see. And then all of a sudden he got a horse-drawn carriage. So here I am in a village. Aww. With all the villagers and they're like walking alongside my carriage, and somehow I was some Disney princess and I never cared. When I was younger, I thought about weddings, and then later I was like, I get to be a princess every day. I'm on the carpet at the Oscars or the Emmys. I wasn't interested in any of that either. I just wanted to get married with Kevin and our like few closest friends and my parents,
yeah,
and his parents. But then of course it all became very elaborate. So
that's quite incredible.
That's what happened. So I plan to see the Disney situation come to fruition. We won't tell anybody, but it does beg the question, what is your favorite ride at Disney?
Oh, so it depends on which park.
Cars.
Because I love the Cars Land ride at Disneyland. I love that
Me
one.
Me too.
We don't have that here. We don't have it here in Orlando.
Yeah.
We don't have Radiator Springs. We don't have any. The closest thing to Cars Land is Art of Animation Hotel. That's the closest thing we have. And yeah, I love the Cars ride. I love Tower of Terror in Orlando because it's different than the one in California. And then I really like the Pirates of the Caribbean ride in Disney Shanghai. That one has a ton of production and it's incredible.
Oh, I've never been to Disney Shanghai. I go to Disneyland every like holiday time to get the Christmas spirit, especially in LA. People don't decorate as much as like the East Coast, like I'm used to. But I will say I went to Disney World in Orlando maybe 2 years ago, and they had just done the what's the movie that Zoe Saldana was in that they made a ride out of?
Avatar.
Have you done Avatar?
Oh yeah.
Oh my
yeah,
god, I cried
incredible.
On that ride.
It's incredible.
I cried after.
I believe it. It's beautiful.
So so I'm a crazy Disney fan as well. I love it. I'm sad that it's not open again, right? Like they shut down again?
So Disney World, I don't think it shut down just yet. But I know Disneyland's been shut down. I haven't heard anything about Disney World shutting down. I mean, they might, but I follow all like the Disney blogs and everything like that.
Do you really?
But I do know. Of course I do. I do know though that this year they're not lighting up the castle, which really hurts my heart because I love that they covered the castle in Christmas lights.
Yeah.
And they're not doing it this year because of, you know, the COVID of it all. But
wow.
Unfortunately, but they are doing the Tron thing where they like have the projector on the castle and mm-hmm. it like turns into Christmas gifts and like all that fun stuff. But my whole thing is during the holidays, I love seeing the castle lit up. and they're not doing that this year, unfortunately. Yeah. But my hope is for next year.
We're obviously going to get to all the WWE stuff, but now we're going on the holiday rabbit hole. And in the IG Live, you told me that you've already started Christmas shopping for Ryan. And I used to be just like you, especially at your age. I was so on top of things. I was way ahead. I had my shopping done in like October, like done. So tell me your holiday shopping protocols.
So this is very new for me because normally I'm on the road and I'm traveling. So before WWE, I was an ultimate planner. Like I would have gifts ready 6 months in advance. Then once I started traveling with WWE, I became the world's biggest procrastinator to like Christmas Eve and next day Amazon one day like stuff. Like that was the last seven, eight years of my life. But now since we're not traveling nearly as much, I'm able to kind of get back into the whole thing. And I've gone down an Etsy rabbit hole. I love everything on Etsy. That's where I do majority of my Christmas shopping. So everything's custom and everything's, you know, just so unique and fun. And apparently you can buy custom satchels on there. And so I bought some of those, which I might be regifting because to someone else. But yeah, I just, normally I'm not on top of it. Normally I'm just super late to the party. And sometimes even I'm that gift card person where I'm like, check your email, I sent you a new gift card. But this year I'm like, I'm going to stay on top of it. I have no excuse this year because we're not traveling as much. So I need to get it all done. So I've started and I have Ryan's gifts all done, my mom's gifts all done, and some of my dad's gifts done.
I'm dying. You know, she mentions the satchels because Ryan wore a satchel for 3 months in advance, anticipating a proposal and having to wear his ring, the ring that he was giving her, in this satchel. So the thing I didn't ask you in the IG Live where all the details of the engagement live, did he carry the ring around for 3 months as well? Like, did he have it on his person?
He did. So he had it with him in person and he was actually gutsy enough to have it on me. And so he has a collage now of pictures of me wearing this said satchel with the ring in it and just not knowing.
You're joking. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
No,
you could have opened you could have opened one of those little pockets and found your ring.
Yeah, 100%.
Does he just know you well enough to know you wouldn't do that?
Yeah, because I'm not a peeper. I'm just not like I don't do the phone thing. I don't go through people's stuff. And he was very much, you know, there's so many pictures, like it's sitting next to me on the couch and I'm on my phone and it's sitting right here and then I'm wearing it. And it's just, he thought it was so funny, and it's part of the whole haha of it is you didn't know that you've had your ring with you this whole time. And
has he posted these pictures yet?
No.
Oh my God, yet. I need one.
They're
I
just,
need one for
on.
Our
I'll
social.
Send it to you.
We have to social that out. How Alexa was wearing her engagement ring 3 months in advance of the proposal. That's my headline. That's
and
amazing.
Just not knowing.
Wow.
Yeah, and he worked on the ring for a long time. He had it custom made. He had it and then took it back and got a different stone put in because he didn't like it. And then like he was so specifically detail oriented on it, which I thought was really special. And apparently I had it on me for quite a while and didn't even know.
Wow. Okay. Do you think about having kids? Is that even in your orbit yet?
Eventually, you know, I know I definitely want kids. It's just, where does it fall in my career line? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Especially, you know, Ryan is, you know, 9 years older than me. So he's very much, he wants kids yesterday. Yeah. And that was like one of the first things he ever told me. He was like, I can't wait to have kids. You know, I'm good. Like, he's like, he's ready to settle down. That was just his whole thing. And at that time, you know, when I was in my past relationship, I didn't want kids. Because I was just starting in WWE, just starting on the main roster. You know, I didn't want, it wasn't in the cards for me. But eventually, yes, 100%, I do want kids. And like two.
Okay.
I'd be okay with two kids. Yeah.
If he's at a place where he wants it now or yesterday, and you're at the someday, how are you guys going to, like, get to the same page? Like, where is that line going to go?
Well, we discussed we would see, you know, once my WWE contract is over, where we're at. You know, and that's in about, I think, three and a half years. And he's like totally fine with that. He's like, yeah. He's like, I'm good. He's like, I just want to be, he just said, he's like, I just don't want to be 45 having my first kid. And I'm just like, cool.
Or 53 like Kevin. He's got some time. You can talk to him because we're about to do it too. Very late in life, obviously, for us. Okay. That's just so cool. I'm so happy for you guys. Congratulations again on
thank you
on an engagement in COVID, and hopefully we're not in COVID times during the wedding, because you might end up with your wedding rather than his wedding.
Yeah, that was the thing. So he's even told everyone, he's like, post COVID, like, we're not even thinking until post COVID. So I was like, cool, I'm good with that.
Yeah, because he's like, I got full plans that will not be executed during COVID, so we're gonna wait. I love it.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about.
Oh, 100%. That's he already. Yeah. He's like, if I want 400 people there.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to get what he wants. That's for sure. Would he ever, by the way, would he ever do a spot on Raw, you think?
I don't know. Maybe. I feel like if the opportunity came, 100%. Because he's, you know, he's best friends with Miz. Mm-hmm. And I know he'd probably want to do something with him. I think he would 100%. Is he looking to do that? No. But if the offer, if the opportunity came, mm-hmm. 100%, he would eat it up.
Do you think that you would actually create and push a storyline to be able to do something with him?
I don't know. I never thought about it because, well, you know, we're just such in two different worlds with what we do. I just never thought about it, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, because he could incorporate his music in there. I forgot to ask you too. He wrote a song for you for your engagement.
Yeah.
What was that like? And how many times have you played that back since?
Oh my gosh, a million times. It's such a beautiful song too, and I know that I think he's going to release it in the future, down the line. But it was so beautiful, and there's like such like specific things to our relationship in it, which I love. And he's just so talented and so creative, and yeah, it's we've listened to it a lot. He plays it all the time.
Aww. All right, let's talk a little wrestling. You know, you've jumped back and forth between Raw and SmackDown. I'd love to hear your perspective on that and the experiences in both.
Honestly, the only difference between Raw and SmackDown when I first started was before SmackDown went live, there was just more urgency on Raw. You know, because it was live television, it wasn't pre-taped, and everything was just so high stress and urgency, but it was like a good urgency, and everyone's on their game all the time. Not saying people on SmackDown weren't, but there was just a little bit more of a relaxation knowing that if something happened, you can always just redo it. you know, and it would be aired later. But ever since SmackDown went live, it's the same urgency. I always sometimes, like, even this like past week, someone asked me what brand I was on now. I was like, oh, SmackDown Raw, because like, you just flip flop so much, and there's really no difference. It's just, you know, the people change, and the locker room, there's different people and then different storylines, but it, you know, especially now in the Thunderdome, it all feels kind of the same.
Yeah, I know, it looks so good now with everyone's faces. Like, you feel it's like you so have cool. the audience back, and the lighting, it just, they really found their groove. I know it took a minute, but does it feel better for you?
100%. It's so much. I remember the first match we did during the COVID stuff, and it was in the Performance Center. It was a tag team match, and it was so silent because it was the week that everything shut down. Literally no one in the Performance Center. It was just the four of us in the ring and a camera, and it was so awkward. It reminded me of my NXT days, you know, being at the shows in like Lakeland, Florida. You know, there was a time when I was in NXT and we had maybe four audience people there, like back when it was FCW, and one of them was my mom. And so like, it just reminded me of those days of not having a lot of people there, but this time it was just silent. It was so eerie, and everything just hurt a lot worse because there's no adrenaline. So now that we have the Thunderdome, it's live reaction, and you know, we can hear crowd reaction now, so it's so much better. It feels so much more comfortable and so much more, you know, it's the next best thing to the audience. I feel like obviously having an audience there is going to be the best, but this is definitely the next best thing.
Yeah, for sure. You've gotten a lot of promo time, and you're kind of switching things up a little bit, going from kind of fighter to character with Bray and the Fun House. So tell me a little bit about how fun that is, and kind of exploring the more character side of things.
I am having the best time doing this stuff with Bray in the Firefly Funhouse with the Fiend. I'm having the best time because I get to do two personalities that are the complete extreme opposites in one show. So it's so fun, and I love being able to, you know, push the boundaries and try new things, and I get inspiration from, you know, people. I do a lot of people watching, and I look at their mannerisms and I use it. And that's kind of how I've always been. When I was, you know, when I first debuted, I was the bad guy, and I would just always, I would watch people. And if they did something that annoyed me, I would use it, because if it annoyed me, it's going to annoy someone else. But now I just people watch, and I watch a lot of old shows that I used to watch growing up. For the Firefly Funhouse, I've been watching The Big Comfy Couch. I used to watch that growing up, and the old like sing-along stuff, because you know, kids show hosts are very over the top and very friendly, and you have to watch their mannerisms, and they're almost childlike. So I've been using that stuff for Funhouse Alexa.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Τι έχεις? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her, because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's three whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
And then the darker version of Alexa, it's very stoic, very quiet, very almost like Haunted Mansion-y. You know, when you go to the Haunted Mansion and they speak very monotone, and you know, they don't make eye contact, they don't change their facial expressions, and just been playing with that, and it's been so much fun. And I'm not to the point of the full transition of where the character is going, but I'm very excited to get there.
Yeah, I mean, when you guys are in there and you're just holding hands and you are just so stoic and like, it's like you're a mannequin. You're so good at it.
Thank you.
It's so cool to watch. But also, I'd love to know, like, who are those hosts that you are modeling and mimicking that give you that that kids show kind of vibe? It'd be fun to hear.
So I was watching The Big Comfy Couch, and then I rewatched this. There's a sing-along that I used to watch when I was little. It was called Sing-Along with Silly Wem, and it was a sing-along movie, and I watched it when I was like 3 or 4, but she used to wear the pigtails, and so did the girl from A Big Comfy Couch. She used to wear the pigtails, and she wore the overalls, and so I was like, I wore an overall dress because, you know, they dress very wholesome and very conservative, but still fun. And so I went that approach, and I've just been watching that and Nick Jr. and Disney Jr. and any kind of, I've been watching Blue's Clues again, just to get mannerisms in different, you know, not to exactly copy it, but find something that I like, tweak it, and use it for myself.
I love it. Where did you kind of learn how to do that? Like, are you taking acting classes or anything?
No, we worked in NXT 2 times with Howard Fine, which he was incredible to work with. I actually have a Zoom meeting with him this week to start, you know, getting ideas for more character stuff. But normally I've just been, according to my mother, I've always been dramatic and I've always been, you know, very over the top. So I think I just always watch people and watch and mimic and change things up. I've just always been that way. I think that's just how my brain works. And I just love being able to portray a character and to be able to almost manipulate your own brain to feel a certain way, even if you don't feel it, you know, at the moment. You have to manipulate your brain to feel a certain way when you're portraying a character.
That's so cool. So do you look at the WWE and your kind of progression in it to get into more movies like The Rock and John Cena and everybody before you? Is that a goal?
I would absolutely love to do that. That is something that, you know, I love what I'm doing in WWE 100%. But if that opportunity ever came, 100% I would jump on it, because I love doing promos. I love the character work in the ring. You know, I love being athletic in the ring. I love all the athleticism in the ring. But for me, I always built my matches on moments instead of moves. And that's kind of always how my mentality's been. So if I could do something, you know, like acting or anything like that, 100% I would want to do something like that, because that's where I get my most enjoyment, I guess, is being able to make someone feel something. Like I always say, like, maybe I'm not going to have like 5-star matches, I said, but I can promise you in any one of my matches, I have made you feel something. Wow. Whether it's love, hate, anger, I have made you feel at least one emotion during that moment.
So cool. I love all your little perspectives along the way. I think it's so cool, the way you look at things.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You know, dealing with injuries is never fun. Will you walk us through kind of how you got through?
Yeah, absolutely. For me, I wouldn't trade any of it for anything, because, you know, it's made the career I have today.
Yeah, for sure. You're a fighter, and you've gone through so much in your life, and you've always persevered and gotten over it. I mean, I wonder, where do you think that comes from?
I think my parents. You know, I watched my parents growing up pretty much, because they had me when they were in high school. So I watched, you know, my family go from living in an apartment or the attic of my grandma's hair salon to, you know, my dad being a successful businessman. And that doesn't just happen with luck. You know, he didn't graduate high school. My mom did. And I had to watch them, you know, go through the struggle and persevere and watch my dad work 24/7. And then after he became successful, my mom went to nursing school. And so I had to watch her, you know, because she, right after high school, she graduated, had me, then went back the year after and graduated. And then she was a stay-at-home mom. And so then when I went to college, my dad sent her to college because she wanted to go and be a nurse. And wow. So I think just watching my parents' work ethic and watching, you know, literally them go from having nothing to being successful with what they have now, really taught a lot of work ethic and perseverance for sure.
Wow. Well, I feel like quarantine has been a challenge for a lot of people, but you know, when you're an athlete, you have to eat right, you have to work out right, you have to do all these things. What have you been doing in quarantine to eat well and get your fitness in?
So about that, Brian gets after me all the time because, so I have a gym, right? But it's being used to like hang my laundry, my clothes to dry that can't go in the dryer. So the right answer is, you know, make sure you're eating a balanced diet and working out every day or at least three times a week. I've kind of been enjoying quarantine, enjoying the whole not having to drive till 2 a.m. and then get up and work out and go to a show schedule. And I really like not healthy foods. Ryan loves healthy foods and loves being organic, and he loves running. And if I don't have to work out, I'm not going to. but so like whenever we work out, it's because he's like, hey, you want to work out? And I'm like, no. And he's like, will you work out? And I'm like, I guess. And then so we'll go work out. But yeah, I'm just not as motivated.
I love it. Some point, because right now you guys aren't living together because you're on different coasts, but at some point are you guys going to live together? Is he gonna pack up and move to Orlando and maybe then you'll have your fitness buddy with you?
So he actually has this week, his stuff is on a truck to Orlando, which is fun because he's got a lot of stuff that we got to find room for, but it's going to be a fun little adventure. We've been going back and forth to California, but as of last week, his stuff is now in a truck and on its way.
Oh my.
Yeah.
A lot of changes,
but it'll be fun.
Are you good with change?
Yeah, I think so. I think you have to be in WWE. You have to be adaptable and good with change. Like before, I was always a homebody and wanted everything to be a certain way. Mm-hmm. But then you know how it is. You know, yeah. You have to be adaptable and change, and that's kind of become my lifestyle as a whole.
I love it. So maybe now he'll be. You're gonna kind of, whatever your partner is. I feel like you become more like when you live together. So. My husband is a bad influence, so he will order pizza nonstop and milk duds and all that stuff. And then I'm like, okay, I guess I'll have that. I want to eat healthier, but I can go bad real fast and real easily. Right. So hopefully he will bring you over to the healthy side for your long-term health.
We tried that once. he made me like this breakfast quesadilla with like cauliflower. It was like a breakfast pizza, something. It was like cauliflower crust, egg whites, and like almond cheese, and it was very healthy. But for some reason, after I ate it, 10 minutes later I was vomiting, and I told him, I was like, this is why I don't eat healthy food.
Oh my. Yeah, your body's not used to it. Like, it was like, what's this healthy stuff?
Yeah, my body wasn't used to it. I know, it like rejected it real quick. And so I kind of held that over his head for a couple weeks just because he was like, you want to get like chicken fingers?
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
He's like, no, we gotta eat healthy. And I'm like, I tried eating healthy and I threw up. So, definitely. We're definitely going to start eating healthier and working out more, especially now, like, you know, he'll want to use the gym and everything like that. And so I'll just be his workout buddy and we'll get it done.
And the laundry will have to just be folded up and put away.
Yeah. It'll have to air dry somewhere else.
That's so funny. Alexa, before I let you go, what is one thing nobody knows about you that you wish people knew?
Ooh, I wish people knew that no one knows about me. I'm not as bad, but I used to be a severe germaphobe. Like I used to have really weird OCD tendencies and germophobia. To the point where I always had to have 3 of everything on the road. Like I would always have 3 bars of soap, 3 shampoos, 3 conditioners. Everything was in Ziploc bags. And I would have 3 pairs of this, 3 pairs of everything was 3s. And I'd always have to, I was wiping down the plane before, you know, before it was cool. And, and I was that person, but I guess I want people to know that I'm over that and I don't pack 3 of everything anymore. That was such a thing to pack just like 1 of everything. So expect to have little quirks and tendencies. They do.
Hilarious. Well, Alexa, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today. We'll have to have you back on with Ryan at some point.
That would be so fun.
I think it'd be fun. We like to do some fun quizzes with the two of you that like people have put me and my husband through. It's fun to see each other. You can catch Alexa on Raw on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern on USA. And of course, you can follow her on Instagram at Alexa_Bliss_WWE_. We'll put all of that in the summary of this episode. So, Alexa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great holiday. You guys are going to spend it in Orlando?
Dallas this year with his family.
Oh, fun. Have you met his family yet?
Yeah, I've met his family.
Okay. Okay,
cool. Very sweet. Very sweet.
All right. Well, you have a great time and we'll talk soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. I love her.
She's awesome.
Like, she's so...
She's just very down to earth.
Very just kind of grounded.
Even keel, yeah.
Even, yeah. And smart.
Uh-huh.
Like really, really smart.
I'm going to pitch you for her show if you feel good about it. She just launched a podcast. Nikki was just on it. Yeah. We should see if she wants to be a fit.
Wasn't it called, like, Uncool?
It's called Uncool.
Uncool, uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uncool with Alexa Bliss, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you guys want to check that out, you can go to Apple Podcasts and... subscribe to Uncool with Alexa Bliss. If you haven't listened to our IG Live and you want all the juicy details of her engagement to Ryan Cabrera, you can go to my Instagram at Maria Menounos and just look for the live that's there.
That's right. It's on her IGTVs and you'll see it. It's right there. Right there.
It really was a play-by-play. So yeah. For all of you hopeless romantics out there, it is a very, very charming and adorable story. Definitely go check out the IG Live.
I love it. All right. I don't know why I'm like wiped out right now.
Me
so
too.
I'm tired.
I know.
It's been a long
Thanks for joining us, everybody. If you haven't subscribed on YouTube, please subscribe. You'll get the little notification so you don't miss an episode. Join us on Patreon. We have incredible healing workshops that you will really, really benefit from. We had one with Patty Penn, the Reiki master, recently. If you go to my Instagram bio, click the link tree, you can join us there. You get ad-free shows, extra content, and so much more. In the meantime, follow us at Better Together with Maria, at Jeffrey Crane Graham, at Kelsmeyer 2, and of course at Alexa_Bliss_WWE_. And remember, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.